I'm excited for the rest of the show. We're going to be speaking with a woman who is representing a homeopathic association that's helping us to empower our health. And I'm going to go ahead and bring her on the line here to introduce her. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm delighted to be here.
You're welcome. Would you mind giving a little bit of an introduction about yourself and letting us know and all our callers about you and the organization that you are with?
Of course, okay. Yes. My name is Paola Brown, and I'm a wife and mother of three. We live in a family farm in Texas, and I've taught college English for 13 years. I'm an activist, advocating for homeopathy. And I'm not a homeopathic professional, actually. I'm just a mom who really, really likes homeopathy. And I sit on the board of the Texas Society of Homeopathy. But most importantly, I am the president of Americans for Homeopathy Choice. So our website's homeopathychoice.org. So that's me.
Yay. Thank you so much for being here. And is there a specific reason why you're feeling that it's important to be getting the word out? What are you activisming for at this time?
Okay, yeah, sure. So, just last Christmas, right before Christmas, the FDA came out with a draft guidance. So that's a rough draft. And in that draft guidance, it was about homeopathy. They stated their intent to pull a document called the Compliance Policy Guide, Section 400.400. And this Compliance Policy Guide is a document which has fairly enforced the homeopathic manufacturing and marketing requirements. So basically what they said is we're going to delete and remove a document which has kept the homeopathic industry a successful, safe industry that has been able to grow into a really thriving industry in the United States. So that's really concerning. It doesn't make sense to pull something that has ushered in those 30 years, there have been virtually no safety incidences for consumers with homeopathy at all. And so why delete something that has been working so well? So that got us really concerned. So we rose up as Mama Bears. We popped up December 26th is when we formed our organization, and here we are. And we're here to, mothers love homeopathy, and we want it in our lives, and we like how it's been, and we want to keep it that way. So,
well, I'm really excited to have you here on this show. I use homeopathy myself, both in my practice, and I use it with my kids at home, just like you're saying. It works fabulous for all ages, but I especially find that it's useful for kids. And on the show here on Green Medicine, Dr. Wright definitely talks about, and myself and Dr. Sherman, we talk about different ways of helping our listeners to be able to have more power in their own health. And I know that's part two of what you are advocating for and why you feel so strongly. Okay. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I don't like politics at all, actually. I don't enjoy. I'm actually in Washington, D.C. right now.
Oh.
We spent all last week, visiting congressmen and different politicians' offices, and I much more prefer learning about homeopathy and learning about ways that we can address, needs in our family. But we won't have that option if we don't protect our choice, our ability to choose. So that's why we're here. We're doing the hard stuff so we can do the good stuff.
Yeah. So are you finding that you are getting some good response from the groups that you're speaking with? Okay.
That's a great question. Yeah. So what we did is we met with members of Congress and the Senate who are on the oversight committees for FDA. And so we've been meeting with them, and we do have good news that Senator Orrin Hatch has agreed to write a letter, and to question and address the situation with FDA And we're hearing about another congressman on the Congress side who is willing to do that. And so I'm following up with these people this week. And so it's very exciting that we've gotten this far. But you're right that people need to find their power and their voice. It seems so insignificant to send a letter to your local congressman, but it actually makes such a big impact, because when I walk into those offices, I love hearing some of the offices saying, oh yeah, we've received a lot of letters about homeopathy lately. And it makes it that much easier for me to get an appointment, to get that message across, because, you know, unfortunately, homeopathy isn't something that everybody just knows about. So when I go into the office, I have like 15 minutes, and I have 5 minutes to define homeopathy, 5 minutes to define the problem, and then 5 minutes to say what I need them to do. And it happens really fast. So getting those letters ahead of time really, really helped.
Oh, good. So, good. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned when we were speaking previously that there's been some misunderstanding or maybe even some inflammatory language that's been used.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could elaborate a little bit about that.
Absolutely. You know, I think just like whenever some big information comes across the general public, we tend to simplify it into these bite-sized statements that is easiest for us to understand. And it is very important that when we discuss this issue about homeopathy that we speak as accurately as possible. But what I'm seeing, you know, and it's just normal. It happens in any big situations. We try to digest it and we oversimplify it. And we cannot do that about the situation. So the FDA is not trying to take homeopathy away from us at the market, at least not right now. I'm not saying that they're this benign agency that I trust. So I'm not saying, but I'm just saying literally what's happening right now is they are trying to pull the compliance policy guide 400.400. Okay, with or without this compliance policy guide, we would still have access to the homeopathic medicines. But the concern is if they pull the compliance policy guide 400.400, then the guidelines are not clear to the industry on the manufacturing and the marketing.
Okay.
And then what's going to happen is an FDA official will come into the manufacturer or the industry area, and they'll just interpret things as they wish, and we're just subject to each individual FDA deputy's interpretation.
Okay.
And that's not good. This guideline keeps it crystal clear and it keeps everybody safe, and it's almost as if FDA wants to position the industry to possibly make some mistakes. And then FDA will say, oh, see, look, you're making all these mistakes. Looks like we need to create new regulations. And then they can come in with those regulations, and that's what's scary.
Okay.
So if it's not broke, don't fix it. Just keep it how it is. And maybe, you know, I will say, I do think the compliance policy guide needs some updates. It hasn't been updated in 30 years. I think a lot of people in the industry that I'm talking to in the homeopathy industry, they feel like it needs updates. So that's fine. Like, we can update it, but why delete it and then, like, start from scratch? And, you know, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem like a wise process.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of just taking a little pause in our conversation and talking a little bit about homeopathy in general. I'm not sure if all of our listeners do understand what homeopathy actually is. I know we've talked about it here on the show, but perhaps not in very much detail. And please feel free to add, but I'll just start by just telling our listeners that it's been in use for over 200 years. It's a very old medicine. And one thing that's unique about it is that it treats everybody as an individual. And it also helps stimulate each individual's own healing ability. And so the homeopathic medicine that's used for, say, somebody who has a sore throat is going to be different for different people. We won't use the same homeopathic remedy for sore throat for every single person. Like, for example, I oftentimes use zinc lozenges for people when they have a sore throat, and I tell a lot of people that for sore throats, but for homeopathy, it's much more individualized than that.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I think, like, sore throat is a good example. You can have a sore throat that hurts in the morning and by evening it gets better. You can have a very right-sided sore throat that's really painful, like you're swallowing a little piece of glass, you know, like there's a splinter in there. Or you can have a sore throat that, you know, is just kind of in the back of your throat and it burns. You know, like it feels like it's on fire. So all these individualized characteristics about a sore throat would play into selecting that individualized remedy for that person. So I think that's a really good point. I think when I visit these congressmen and these senators, what we've been highlighting about homeopathy is three things. One is that it is a diluted medicine and it is therefore non-toxic. And when it's non-toxic, it renders it inherently safe medicine. You know, and those are the two big takeaways that we want to say. And so if it's non-toxic and it's inherently safe, we should be empowered to have access to this kind of medicine.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm holding in my hand right now a homeopathy kit. That means there's 100 remedies in this kit. And, you know, homeopaths have been advancing this idea about moms owning a domestic homeopathy kit for the home, you know, for hundreds of years. And I think that is because these medicines are so safe. Like if I pick the wrong sore throat remedy for my kid, it's going to be fine. You just move on to the next one after, you know, after three or four tries throughout the day. I'm like, okay, there's no improvement. I need to go back to the drawing board and pick another remedy.
Right.
And so it's really gentle and it's really nice for moms to try and use this and use it with their families.
Yeah. So. Great. And the other thing I would say about homeopathy too is that it's founded on a couple different principles, and you mentioned the one about having the lowest dosage. So the minimum dosage is one of the principles that's used. So we're also in this case not needing a lot of medicine, like you're saying. It's just a very safe way of approaching disease or dis-ease in the body. And then the other principle that I'm very familiar with the homeopathy is that like cures like. So we're looking at similars in the body, and it's a very basic way of explaining it, but it's extremely helpful in the way that it's made or recommended to people.
That's right. And I think a good example of the law of like kills like, which kind of helps you like sink your teeth into this, is, you know, if you have an onion, right? If you cut an onion, you imagine biting into an onion, heaven forbid. You can watch people on YouTube doing that. My kids and I watched once, and your eyes will run and your eyes will burn and your nose will burn and you get that clear egg white runny nose. So that's what symptoms an onion brings about. Well, what similar symptoms do you see those symptoms presenting in? Well, you might have a cold or seasonal allergies. So if you take the homeopathic preparation of an onion, and we use the Latin term allium sepa because 200 years ago that was the universal language, so you take homeopathic onion to address those symptoms, be it a cold or an allergies, you know. And so as long as that's properly selected, the homeopathic preparation of that will actually cure and stimulate your body to uproot those symptoms, regardless of what the precise pathology is, you know, if it's allergies or a cold or something like that. So
I think that that's a perfect example. I also think about like a stinging sensation, like if you get a stinging nettle, I wouldn't say bite, but if you get rubbed by stinging nettles when you're out on a walk, and that kind of stinging sensation that is experienced if a person is experiencing a rash that has that same type of sensation, then I'll think of the stinging nettle remedy for them to be using. So definitely there's a lot of those great
but
examples.
It even applies to, like, you can have a UTI with those stinging, burning symptoms. And so it's like, you know, that's where like the depth of homeopathy comes in, where we look at, you know, many different layers to how these symptoms present. So yeah, that's a great example.
And two, the homeopathy for our listeners is something that can be dosed acutely, like we're talking about right now, but there are also doses that we use for the person as a whole. And so we can help people on many, many different levels. It doesn't have to be just from an acute standpoint.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the big things that's coming out of my visits to these congressmen and senators. You know, our organization, Homeopathy Choice, is mostly made up of mothers, and we're not a professional type organization. We're just a bunch of moms that want to use this in our home with our families. And it's my personal story about chronic my chronic condition that homeopathy, and I love to say it, cured, because I'm not a medical professional and I can use that word.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling the story to the congressmen and the senators, and it's just so powerful. I mean, I see them looking at my kit, because I bring my kit, and they're just like, wow. And then I tell them, you know, about how the man who wrote the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, Senator Royal Copeland, was a homeopath.
Oh.
I show them the monument, the statue of Samuel Hahnemann, mm-hmm. which President McKinley dedicated here in Washington, D.C. I show them all these things, but then I bring that story about how homeopathy cured my chronic illness.
Right.
And they're just like, I want to help you. I mean, by the end of that conversation, they're like, yes, what can we do?
Oh, good. You know? Good. Well, it's actually, great. If you don't mind, we have to just take a very short break. And then I think when okay. we come back for the rest of the hour, that would be a perfect time for us to talk a little bit more about your organization and how we can get involved to help you.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Sounds great.
All right.
Great.
So I'll have you hold and we'll come right back to you. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.